Okay. TH. We need an episode or several that worked through carefully about the life and death issue. I mean, come on. So deal with that life and death issue. I mean, here we are, living beings, the way we are, just appearing here. From where? And then we just disappear, leaving behind a dead lump. So I decided to, no matter what they tell me, this camp or that camp, religion, science, this or that, I'm neither going to ignore the issue nor just accept any answers on pure faith. I want to know. If that goes for you too, then jump on board and let's go. I'm going to try and do it in less than half an hour. Can't promise less than that. Anyway. So what options do we have here? Either we lived before we came here, and we were simply somewhere else. And after we leave from here, we will go somewhere else. Or we didn't exist at all before we appeared here and will cease to exist completely. After this game is over. I mean, these are pretty big questions, right? That make a lot of difference to our lives. Whew. Now, of course, when you ask such questions, there will always be someone saying, oh, you can't know anyway. Why bother? Let's just try to make the best of the bargain here. Where it lasts. And of course, there is something in that. Life is meant to be lived, after all. But as soon as someone says, nobody can know, then I ask, but then how can you know that? So nihilism is also a faith. I'm done with that. I want to really know if it is at all possible. Well, the From North to North camp if they would be right, then there wouldn't be much to explore. Just nothing in both directions, with a little flash in between of who cares. But if there is an afterlife and a before this life, then it's possible to scientifically investigate it. Because at least there is something to investigate. A possible something. Now, did you know that such research is going on and has been going on since way back? Real science in the universities, research institutes, where science is conducted by scientists. So I just well, you should all know about that. In case you don't, you need to do your homework. So I put a list of literature down here for you. But to put it short, there are, of course, two ways to go to investigate the life and death question. Number one, is there any way for us to remember or otherwise dig up evidence from our previous existence for life before this? Is there any way for me to know what happened to me before I took birth here? Where I was, who I was. I mean, it's a pretty obvious question, isn't it? And then number two, is there a way to know if I continue existing after leaving this world, this body behind? Now, for question one, about life before death. We've got near-death memories. No, sorry, past life memories. And then concerning afterlife, we have the near-death experiences and the out-of-body experiences. And these are all well known to many. But did you know that there is some real hard science behind this? The first I found when starting digging was this, the University of West Virginia and Professor Ian Stevenson. He's on the book list below, by the way. Who investigated hundreds and even thousands of cases of people being able to remember a previous life. Of having lived here on Earth before, maybe in another country, as another person with another name of the parents. And what he did was, being a scientist, ask himself the question, are there people who give enough information about their previous lives for us to investigate? Whether those could be true or not. The person you said you were in a previous life, that name living in that city, in that country, did that person exist? And the memories you have of being that person, and a family, friends, belongings, can that be, they be verified? Well, I started reading this book, 20 Cases Suggestive of Reincarnation. I can really recommend that one as, well, both for beginners and those who know about these things. If you didn't read it before, do it. It's entertaining. It's scientific, and it's profound, actually. And by the way, put this book on your list for the future too, written by his students who are now running that institution at the university there. Irreducible mind, but we'll get to that discussion later. It deserves its own episode here. Here is a story from that book. Let's take the story of Nirmal. And then afterwards, there. There are quite a few such stories. some research carefully, by proper scientific procedure, and some just reported as testimonies and YouTube videos here, and then we can flash the tag here with past life memories or whatever is the best. So, this of course these studies of course are not only indicating that we could have existed and lived before we came here, but that we may have lived as we do now on this earth in a human body or whatever, life as a human with a name, a family, a home. Just as now. But that I who is then really like a traveler. Simply was then living in a different vehicle. That gave me a different life experience in a different time. And this is, in fact, the understanding that humans have had most of us all over the world. Since prehistoric times. And that probably for a good 50 of us still have, or whatever I said. Dehina Sminyatadi Bhagavad Gita, throw in some other quotes. Christian patriarchs, whatever. Well, what do you think? And then number two. This is true. In any case, if we then continue existing after leaving this body behind, and would there be a way for us to explore that too? Well, check book list. There's plenty of carefully done research with people who clinically died and then came back again. Telling their stories. Often being present in the room. seeing their own body lying there. And being able to give vivid and correct information about what was going on in the room. Some say, oh, lack of oxygen in the brain. But how about an objectively verifiable account? Not of some weird fantasies or hallucinations, but of what everyone else in the room saw going on. Now that's science. That's scientific method. Study, make observations, even experiments. I found first this book by Dr. Michael Sabon, and then we can take an example from there. And here is a story from that book. Story. Now I recommend you read the book. It's entertaining too. And can really give you a wow experience. And I challenge you, you read those two books only, and then you come back to me here and say, you still don't see it reasonable that we lived before we came here. And we'll continue after we leave this place. And we can join another Gita verse, whatever there. Well, I guess I just continue in another episode. Namely, whatever it's going to be. Meanwhile, I've got your adventure to dive into. list.